Table of Contents 4, Tape 3, Side 2, Lesson 10.
HJPAD Sample Dialogues.
Continued.
The next item that we're going to look at in our samples dialogue menu is a list view. Let's go ahead and activate the list view dialogue by first pressing Alt plus T to activate the tools menu.
Alt T menu active tools spell checker dot 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 F7.
I'll down arrow to sample dialogues.
Sample dialog sub menu.
Press enter.
Enter single page one dot dot dot.
And this time, instead of down arrowing through my choices, I'm simply going to press the letter L for list view.
L leaving menus list view dot dot dot. List view tracking my progress dialog. You can track your progress in this list view as you learn different skills while participating in the JAWS basic training tutorial period. Press the letter quote C quote to mark the command quote complete quote, or press the letter quote N quote to mark the command quote not completed quote period. When you mark your status here comma, you also make changes to the multi-dash page dialog comma, which tracks the same skills period. List 1 list view get help system completed 1 of 107.
So again, in this dialog we have a lot of static text which you can feel free to go back and read using your JAWS cursor. However, the gist of this dialogue is that here we have a list view containing 107 items, which are either marked completed or not completed, depending on what you checked in that multi-page dialogue. And the first item that appears in my list is currently selected. I'm going to do a read line to hear what this says again.
Get help system completed.
Get help system completed, and as you may recall, in my case, I did check the checkbox in the multi-page dialog. But if, for whatever reason, I wanted to change the status and say that, no, I did not cover this material, I could simply press the letter N to make this not completed. I'm going to go ahead and press the letter N now.
N.
I'll do a read current line.
Get help system not completed.
And JAWS now reports, get system help not completed. And as you can probably guess, the selections that you make within this list view are going to correspond directly to the selections that you made in the multi-page dialog box. So in other words, if you change the status of any of the items in this list view, these changes will be equally reflected in that multi-page dialog. So we've activated this list view, and upon getting into this dialog, JAWS spoke, get help, system, and not completed. These are actually three different categories, and they're arranged in vertical columns. Each of these columns has what's called a header, which you really can't get to with your application focus. So in order to read what the header for each of these columns are, I'm going to go ahead and route the JAWS cursor to the PC cursor.
Route JAWS to PC.
And remember, when we first activated this dialog, we ended up in the list view, and in this list, the first item by default is selected. All I have to do now is simply up arrow one time.
Command header bar category header bar status header bar scroll up symbol.
And we can find out what each of the header labels are for each of those columns. Oftentimes when information is organized in a column, like we have in this list view, they're often designed to take up a certain amount of space on the screen, that is, have a maximum amount of space that you can insert information into. The outer boundaries of these columns may be exceeded. Remember, to read the headers of each of these columns, we turned on our JAWS cursor, so in order to actually track the application focus within this list, we're going to have to turn the PC cursor back on, so I'll go ahead and do that.
PC cursor.
And now I'm going to down arrow three times to show you what JAWS says when information exceeds column boundaries.
Open the start menu. Shut down windows. Switch between apply dot dot dot.
JAWS speaks, switch between aptly dot dot dot, which is an indication that not all the information that was entered for this list view item fits within the column. We can expand our view to accommodate the column containing the most information. The Windows standard keystroke to do this is Control plus the plus key on the numpad. I'll go ahead and do this now.
Control numpad plus switch between applications.
Now notice that JAWS speaks switch between applications instead of switch between apply dot dot dot. Now notice if I do a say line.
Switch between application system not comp.
JAWS speaks switch between applications system not comp. So we hear that the last column has been cut off because unlike earlier when we heard dot dot dot, the contents of this dialog actually exceeds the actual physical boundaries of the list view area. However, as you toggle the status of the various list view items, you'll still be able to get enough information to tell whether or not these items have been completed or not completed. When we pressed Control plus the plus key to resize this dialog, we only resized it temporarily, because if we were to exit this dialog and come back in, we would see that this dialog would once again be in its default state. Now we can either arrow down through this list and mark each individual item completed or not completed, or we can select multiple items from within this list, either contiguously or non-contiguously. Selecting contiguously means that we select one item after another. Non-contiguously means that items don't necessarily have to be next to each other. Select a contiguous group of items from within this list by holding down the Shift key, and while keeping that Shift key held down, pressing the down arrow key. I'm going to go ahead and do this now.
Select quit the active application. Select open the find dot. Select open the properties dialog. Select move to the menu bar.
So I've selected several items in the row, and I can hear what has been selected by using the JAWS keystroke, Shift, plus Insert, plus the down arrow key. I'll go ahead and do this.
Selected text is switch between applications, quit the active application, open the find dialog, open the properties dialog, move to the menu bar.
So we've got several items selected here in our list, and remember that when we were in our multi-page dialog before, we checked some checkboxes and left some checkboxes unchecked, and there's a direct correlation between that multi-page dialog and this dialog. However, since we've got these items all selected, whether we press C for completed or N for not completed, it's going to change the status to reflect that choice. So in other words, if we had three items in this selected group that had not been completed and three that had been completed, pressing C would make them all completed, and pressing the letter N would make them all not completed. I'm going to go ahead and press the letter C now.
C, quit the active application, open the find dialog, open the properties dialog, move to the menu bar.
And we hear that all of the selected items are now marked completed. We can remove the selection from these items by pressing any of our navigational keys. I'm going to go ahead and press the down arrow key.
Choose a menu item.
Now that group that we've selected is no longer selected, and the item that JAWS just spoke is the only selected item. Now let's look at selecting a non-contiguous group of list view items. We can accomplish this by holding the Control key down, and while keeping that Control key held down, pressing the down arrow key. As we navigate through this list, with the Control key held down, we'll hear that all the items that we come across in our list is going to be not selected until we select them. And we can select an item by pressing the space bar. And remember, the Control key is going to be held down the entire time I'm moving through this list and pressing the space bar to select these items. I'm going to go ahead and down arrow one time.
Not selected, choose a menu item system not comp.
So JAWS speaks not selected. I'm going to down arrow again, and remember I've got the Control key held down still.
Not selected, cancel or close a menu system not comp.
Now down arrow one more time.
Not selected, cancel or close a submenu system not comp.
And I'm going to select this item by pressing the space bar.
cancel or close a submenu.
So we've got two items selected. I could simply press Shift plus Insert plus down arrow. I'll go ahead and do this.
Select a text is move to the menu bar, cancel or close a submenu.
So that's how to select a non-contiguous group of items. And if you wanted to, you could continue to down arrow with the control key held down and make more selections. I'm just going to press the letter C to mark the two items that I've got selected complete.
C, cancel or close a submenu.
I'm going to go ahead and activate the OK button by pressing the Enter key now.
Enter, edit.
The last dialog that we're going to explore is a tree view dialog. And of course, this can be accessed from within that same sample dialog submenu. I'll go ahead and press Alt plus T.
Alt T, menu active, tools, spell checker, .. F7.
This time I'm just going to press the letter D to open that sample dialogs submenu.
D, sample dialogs, single page 1, ..
And press the letter T for tree view.
T, leaving menus, tree view of Windows controls dialog. 3-1 tree view, graphic 965 menus closed.
A tree view is a Windows control in which items are presented in a hierarchical format. And this information typically appears vertically on your computer screen. Upon activating the tree view, we end up on what's called level 0. That is, the first item that appears in the tree view is selected. As we navigate through this tree view, we're going to have the option of making different tree view levels branch out. For example, on level 0, that is where we end up by default, we've got three different areas: drop-down menus, menus, and dialogues. Let's go ahead and press Insert plus F1, the JAWS keystroke, to get screen-sensitive help to hear how to proceed within this dialog.
Tree view level 0. Use up or down arrow to read through the items, or press the first letter to jump through the list. Use the right or left arrow keys to open or close an item, or use shift with the plus or minus key to move to the prior level. Press backspace to move to the root of the tree. Press home to move to the last item on the tree. Press end.
So we got a lot of information there, and the first thing that JAWS said was level 0. Let's go ahead and start navigating through this tree view. I'm going to go ahead and press the down arrow key once.
Graphic 160 drop-down menus closed.
So we hear JAWS speak drop-down menus. I'm going to down arrow to the next item in this tree view.
Graphic 348 dialogues closed.
And JAWS speaks graphic 348 dialogues closed. You're probably wondering what significance that graphics label has here in this tree view. And the answer at this point is that for our purposes, they really have no significance at all. As a matter of fact, in the lesson on JAWS verbosity settings, you're going to learn how to either turn off these graphics altogether or have JAWS only speak graphics that have been labeled. But for now, we're just going to turn off graphics temporarily. I'm going to go ahead and activate the verbosity dialog by pressing Insert plus the letter V, as in Victor.
JAWS, adjust JAWS verbosity dialog, list box, user verbosity, 1 of 8.
I'm going to press the letter G for graphics.
G, graphics verbosity.
And I'm going to toggle this item off by pressing the space bar.
Space, no graphics.
I'll press Enter to accept this change and exit this dialog.
Enter, document-hjpad, tree view of Windows controls dialog. 3-1 tree view, dialogs closed.
And now you'll notice, as we navigate through this tree, the graphics will no longer be spoken. And again, this is just a temporary setting. I'm going to go ahead and press the down arrow key one time.
Dialogs closed.
And you notice that JAWS once again speaks dialogue closed. That's because we are at the third and last item in this tree view. I'm going to jump back up to the top of the tree by pressing the home key.
Home, menus.
Menus, the first item in our tree is selected, and I'm going to go ahead and open this or expand tree view level 1 by pressing the right arrow key.
Menus opened.
So we've opened this item, that is the menus item, from within level 0. However, our focus is still on menus. Everything that appears below menus is going to be on level 1. I'm going to down arrow one time.
Level 1. Drop dash down menu.
So the first thing that JAWS spoke was level 1, And the first item contained within level 1 is called drop-down menu. And this is a sub-item of menu, which is on level 0 and is still visible on the screen. If we were to up arrow right now, we would return back to level 0. However, I'm going to go ahead and down arrow now and take a look at a couple of the other items contained within level 1. I'll down arrow one time.
Hotkey closed.
JawSpeak's hotkey closed. So this is another item on level 1, which is a sub item to menu. I'm going to down arrow again.
Title closed.
There's title, and I'm going to down arrow one more time.
Level 0, drop dash down menus.
We hear that we've returned to level 0. This is because when you've navigated all the way through one level, you'll return to the previous level, and JAWS will notify you of this. I'm going to go ahead and down arrow one time.
Dialogues.
Notice this time we didn't hear level 0 or level 1 because we're still on level 0 and we're only going to be notified of what level we are on when there is a change in the tree view level. Let's go ahead and open the Dialogues tree view item by pressing the right arrow key.
Dialogues.
So we've once again opened Dialogues, which is part of tree view level 0, and I'm going to down arrow one time to move to the next level.
Level 1 button.
And JawSpeak's level 1 button. The items contained on this tree view level are all sub-items of controls that you will encounter in dialog boxes. Each of these items contain a functional and physical description. Let's take a look at the functional and physical description for the combo box item in this tree view. I'm going to down arrow twice.
Checkbox closed.
Again.
Combo box closed.
And now I'm going to press the right arrow to expand this item.
Combo box opened.
And now a down arrow to the first item in level 2.
Level 2, functional description.
Since this is the last level in this tree view, we're not going to hear whether or not a particular item is closed or opened. However, in this particular dialog, there is a functional description which I will now tab to.
Description colon edit.
JawSpeak's description colon edit. And this is because this is a read-only edit field, and all the text within this field is currently highlighted or selected. I'm going to remove the selection and move my cursor to the upper left corner of this window by pressing Control in combination with the Home key now.
Top of file, in some cases, comma, it is.
Okay, so this was just to ensure that my cursor was in the upper left-hand corner of this edit field. And now I can simply do the JAWS command, say all, insert plus down arrow.
In some cases, comma, it is necessary for you to select from a specific collection of choices, period. These choices are contained within an attached list box and can be reviewed before making your final choice, period. Use the up or down arrow keys to cycle between the choices or press the first letter or begin typing the word that you wish to jump to, period. To open the list box, press the key combination Alt plus down arrow, period. Press Escape or Enter to save and close the list box, period.
So here we get a functional description on how to operate a combo box. So because we used the Say All command, our cursor is now located on the last line in this edit field. I'm going to go ahead and press Control plus Home to go to the top again.
Top of file, in some cases, comma, it is.
And this time I'm going to press Say All. But shortly after that, I'm going to press the Control key to silence speech.
In some cases, comma, it is necessary for you to select from a specific.
So I can stop the reading at any time and view the text in this edit field in detail by using any of the JAWS navigational commands. Now I'm going to Shift tab back over to that tree view.
3-1 tree view, functional description.
Now let's down arrow.
Physical description.
And now I'm going to tab over to that read-only edit field to hear a physical description of what a combo box looks like.
Description colon edit.
Once again, I'm going to control home to the top of this edit field.
Top of file appears as a rectangular.
And I'm going to press insert plus down arrow, say all.
appears is a rectangular edit box with a graphic of a down arrow appearing to the right of the edit box period. This arrow indicates more choices are contained within an attached list box period. One of the choices can be displayed in the edit box period.
Let's recap what we've learned about this particular tree view so far. Level 0 contains the three main areas in which you'll find various Windows controls. Level 1 contains the specific controls associated with those areas, and Level 2 contains functional and physical descriptions for those controls. I'm just going to shift tab back to my tree view.
3-1 tree view, physical description.
We can return back to the first level in this tree view by either pressing the up arrow key until we get there, or we can move to the previous level by pressing the backspace key. I'm going to go ahead and press the backspace key now.
Level 1, combo box.
And I'll press it one more time.
Level 0, dialogues.
Go ahead and stop the lesson and explore this dialog a little bit on your own. However, be aware that this dialog is going to change according to what level you happen to be on. For example, that read-only edit field is going to contain the same text on levels 0 and 1 and will not change until you get to level 2, in which case it'll contain either a physical or functional description depending on what you select. Also be aware that if you exit this dialog and then come back into it, it's going to appear in its default state, that is, with all tree view levels collapsed to level 0. I'm going to go ahead and exit this dialog by pressing the Enter key now.
Edit.
And again, we've returned to the HJPAD main application window. I'm going to go back into my sample dialog submenu.
Menu active tools spell checker dot 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 F7.
D.
Sample dialogs single page 1 dot dot dot.
And I know that the last item in this menu is clear sample, so I'm going to actually up arrow to get to the last item.
Clear samples.
Pressing Enter on this menu item is going to clear all of those sample dialogs that we modified earlier. Single page 1, single page 2, the multi-page dialog, and the list view, and place them in their original state. So if you want to continue to track your progress, don't press Enter on this item. If I wanted to back out of this menu and return my focus to the menu bar, I could press the Escape key, and then to get back to the main application window, I would have to press the Escape key again. But since I know I wanted to simply return back to that main application window, I'm just going to press the Alt key.
Leaving menus.
And we've returned to the main application window.
You have reached the end of Side 2. Please fast forward to the end to queue up Side 1 for your next listening.